week of the sneakers, the swish of the Nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Semi-final high school basketball action here from Onega. Jared Sculpey alongside Jake Spaulding. First matchup of the evening, 6-seed Detroit and 2-seeded Donovan West. Jake, what are some things that you're expecting from this one?
I'll tell you one thing is that both these teams are very familiar with each other. They've recently played just a week ago. These teams and these coaches are very familiar with each other, so it's no surprise when we hit the hardwood tonight with what each team is wanting to do. For Troy, you're going to want to see some kids that want to shoot the ball well and shoot it early. That's one thing that Donovan West knows, that this is a Troy Trojan team that can shoot the ball at will, and if the ball's gone through the basket, you never know what to do. It's postseason time. Throw those seedings, the records, everything out of the window. But this Donovan West team is a team that can get out and run. Their defense is phenomenal. This is a team that in the Twin Valley League championship game had very high aspirations of coming away with the win. They faced off against a very tough Hanover team, and they went down to the wire against Hanover in that championship game. I know that Coach Perry Smith for D West really used that as a stepping stone for them, how they need to push into the postseason. We've got some veteran coaches. We've got some experience at the playoff level. And so I expect this to be a very good game. It's tough when you play a team multiple times throughout the year to not know what the other one's going to do. This should be a good one tonight.
It should be. And we'll take a look now at some of the paths that the way that we got here. Troy, the sixth seed, they were able to upset Meredithine Valley on the road to snap a 4-game losing skid. And as for Donovan West, they were able to hold their own against the 7-seed Bishop Seabury, 74-23 in the quarterfinal round. Mustangs have won 4 games in a row, including 8 of their last 10. And as for these two teams on neutral sites, Troy is 2-3 on the season, and Donovan West, their only neutral site experience this season was in the CDL tournament, where they went 2-1, as just mentioned. So as for how these two teams stacked up in the TVL in terms of the standings, Donovan West was number 3. They finished 11-3 in league play. As for Troy, they were 11th at 2-11. And Troy, their overall record is 7-14. Donovan West is 16-5. Mentioned that these two teams are very familiar with each other. They played twice against each other this season, with D West winning both games. It was a 57-28 win at Troy on December the 13th for Donovan West, and then a home game win 55-45, as you mentioned, just a little over a week ago. And in fact, it has been a pretty dominant series for Donovan West as of late. They've won the past 14 matchups, and Troy has not defeated Donovan West since 2016. Let's go and step aside for a quick break for 2 minutes, come back, and we'll get you ready with your starters and tip-off here on your Game of the Week at 92.1 KMZA.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed. And get this, my actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this, they actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things.
Well, snap out of it!
There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
We're actually going to have to throw it right to a commercial break. We have the national anthem coming up, but we'll have starting lines to tip off. Coming up next, you're on 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
About to get things underway. Girls sub stay here from Onega between Troy and Donica West. Let's get to our starters. First for the visitors on the scoreboard, the number 6, Troy Trojans. Starting off with number 1, a 5'7 freshman, Harper Weckstein. Number 10, a 5'4 senior, Keely Jasper. Number 13, a 5'5 sophomore, Allie Franken. Number 22, a 5'8 senior, Kaylee Grable. And number 25, a 5'6 sophomore, Emerson Weber. In for Jonathan West, number 3, a senior, Kyra Johnson. Number 4, a senior, Claire Cole. Number 10, a sophomore, Brenna Eady. Number 23, a junior, Melina Weckstein. And number 40, a senior, Avery Weathersby. So once again for Troy, it's Weckstein, Jasper, Franken, Grable, and Weber. Engelman is the final starter there, not Weber, beg your pardon. In for Donica West, it's going to be Johnson, Cole, Eady, Weckstein, and Weathersby. So for Troy, Weckstein and Engelman, they're two studs. Weckstein averaging nearly 15 points a game just as a freshman. And Engelman, the senior, averaging 10.2 points per game. Weckstein also leads the team in rebounds and assists with 6 and 4 respectively. She's also shooting 39% from the floor and 41% from beyond the arc. As for Engelman, she's shooting 31% from the floor and 25% from beyond the arc. Only struggle for them this season is depth. Nobody else has more than 6 points a game on this Trojans roster, but Allie Franken is darn close to it. She's averaging 5.9, shooting 36% from the floor and 20% from beyond the arc. And for Jonathan West, as mentioned, they have a lot of size with Avery Weathersby, Melina Weckstein, Brenna Eady, in the front court, and Kyra Johnson as well. This is a team that is equipped. About to make a nice deep run here in this sub-state tournament. There's a tip-off and one underway. It's won by the Trojans. Weckstein got on the floor to recover it. We are underway. Jasper stops, gives up to Engelman, top of the key, drives to the right. The screen to come to the near side wing. Pass deflected, loose, but picked up by Engelman. The pass to the far side of Jasper, dribbled to the middle. Cutting back towards Weckstein, couldn't find her, so holding on to the ball. Now she'll get it top of the key. Already 30 seconds gone in this first quarter. Dribble handoff to Engelman. keeping it around the perimeter from the wing to wing. Three ball, top of the key, no good. Just left of the top of the key for Westheim, but a long rebound for Engelman. Dribbles to the corner on the near side. I'll get to that out of there. First touch of the game for Allie Franken. As mentioned, third leading score for the Trojans. Three ball, Engelman's going to try another one. That's short, but offensive rebound Franken. She stepped underneath the backboard. And rebound for the Mustangs in fast break. Weathersby puts on the floor, almost lost it. But it's picked up by Donovan West. Near side wing catch. Here's Claire Cole. That's the top of the key. Kara Johnson gives it up to Edie. Far side wing. Front court pass from Westheim. And giving it back. Cole. Bounce pass. High post catch to Weathersby. But it's going to be travel on Edie. She staggered her steps before giving up to the high post.
And now you're seeing both these teams here. Donovan West are coming out in man-to-man. And for Troy, they're sitting back in a 1-3-1 zone. As, you know, Troy really wants to challenge D. West to shoot the ball from the outside, not allow anything free inside early.
And Troy's boys team as well in that 1-3-1 defense. We'll see that tomorrow in their semifinal matchup. Here's the long two on the way. Straight away is good. 17-footer for... That was Haley Grable, the senior. One of the three Grable girls on the roster. Top of the key catch for Kyra Johnson. High post Weathersby. Kick it out. Three ball near side corner for Wittstein. Off the front of the rim, no good, but rebound for Weathersby. Underneath the basket, in trouble, pass deflected, and stolen away. Jasper credited with the steal. She outlets it up ahead to the freshman Wettstein in the lane. She gets fouled, and it'll count, and one for Harper Wettstein of Troy.
Harper Wettstein just understanding the pace of this game right now. Troy up now 4-0 early and getting out of transition. Wettstein, a great job attacking the rack.
Was able to talk to Wettstein's grandfather before the game, and actually Harper and Melina are distant cousins.
Yeah.
As that free throw is no good, rebound for Donovan West, cutting in the lane, Weathersby, she had a lane, but she lost it, but comes out to Edie in the perimeter. Pass the near side corner back to Edie after getting it briefly to Wettstein, now it's thrown away again. Harper Wettstein off to a fantastic start. It's 4-0 in favor of the Trojans early, 5:45 to go first quarter.
Three turnovers already on Donovan West offensively, and has resulted in these 4 points so far for this Troy Trojan team. Coach Perry Smith of D. West talked to me about that, how this Trojan team can find a way to get some consistency early. They're going to want to do that.
Seeing up turnovers, the pass through the hands of Harper Wettstein and go back to Donovan West. So, Jake, what's Donovan West going to get going offensively? What do they need to do?
Avery Weathersby is your catalyst, is your Donovan West. They try to work through her. She's at a high post on this 1-3-1 zone, and she's got to get touches.
Three ball far side corner for Wettstein. Too strong, and Weathersby is going to get charged with a foul. She reached up and over Kaylee Grable. Be the first foul of the game.
And the official will call that correctly. He said it was a push. You know, over the back was something that was taken out of the game years ago, and people still think that over the back, well, she's taller, but that time Weathersby does push in the back, trying to get that rebound.
Donovan West in a press, still trying to get across half court. Weathersby double teamed to Wettstein, beg your pardon. It's going to be 10 seconds. Nobody helping out Wettstein. She was all alone to herself, and she was unable to get around the double team in time. It's going to be a turnover back to the Mustangs.
Give credit right there to that Donovan West pressure. This is what Coach Perry Smith coaches very aggressively on, and he was calling out for that 10-second call from the bench, and he helped the officials in awarding that. Is, again, just great defense there by D. West. They've got to find a way to turn defense into offense. Now forcing the third Troy turnover.
Katie Johnson checking in for Donovan West, the sophomore forward. Edie pass near side wing. Cole stopped near side elbow. Pass down low, kick it out. Cole will try a three, just left the top of the arc. Good for Claire Cole. And Donovan West is on the scoreboard for the first time tonight.
Claire Cole could definitely hit you from the outside. This team for D. West is very good at that.
Oh, they missed a travel across that four pass to press, but they're going to turn it over either way. The pass was behind Franken, unable to haul it in.
That time that press, even though they didn't get the travel call, they did force Troy to speed up a little bit, and the Trojans have done a great job so far absorbing that pressure. That time just got sped up a little bit.
4-3, Troy leading against Donovan West. Semifinal round, winner advancing the championship game tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Drive, Weathersby, high post catch. Johnson to Johnson, she'll kick it out for Claire Cole. Bounce pass, ED near side. Weathersby, long two. Off the front end of the rim, and through. 17-footer for Avery Weathersby, and Donovan West for the first lead of the game. Wettstein able to pass across to Engelman, beat the press, and Jasper threw it above the backboard and off the pole. sending to the ceiling, and that's out of bounds, so it'll be Johnson West basketball.
There to see both coaches kind of going deep on their bench here in the early going, trying to keep their girls fresh here in the early onset of this game.
Weathersby will come back to the bench. And back in the game for D. West is Melina Weststein. Cole, Weststein, near side corner, drives baseline, kick it, Katie Johnson, kick it out to Edie. Swing around to Cole, she thought about another three, instead she drives and kicks. Weststein dribbles to the middle, she had it ripped away by Weststein, it's loose, picked up by Edie, top of the key. Jonathan West maintains possession. Drive middle, Kara Johnson, whistle, is it a charge or a block? It's going to be a blocking foul. And it'll go against the Trojans. Blocking foul against Jaya Pierce. Her first team's first as well. Person on the way. Good. For Kyra Johnson. Her and her sister, Katie, unbelievable on the volleyball court. Third place at state in Dodge City. Got the pleasure of calling him out there. Second one's on the way. That one rattled out, but then popped back in there. Off the backboard. 7-0 run for D. West. It's 7-4. Cross that court. Engelman, near side, being the press, driving. A little floater, no good. Rebound, Edie. Smallest player on the court, getting the rebound. Pass up ahead, trying to push too hard. It's stolen away to Pierce, and she almost turned it over, trying to get it to Engelman.
This allows Donovan West to get full court pressure lined up again. Again, man-to-man here by D. West since early onset of this game.
Weststein, crossover, pass Edie in the lane, underhand, scoop shot on the glass, no good though, left short, and a rebound for Katie Johnson. Edie pushes, they don't have the numbers, it's 2-on-3, and she's fouled going to the paint.
I do like Troy Trojan again, Harper Weststein, pushing the issue, she sees the lane, she's going to take off, that time could get the scoop shot to fall, but she's the catalyst, she's the one that gets this Trojan team going.
That foul goes against 5-2 senior Anna Fleek, and sends Brenna Edie to the free throw line. First free throw for the sophomore point guard, Donovan West, is good. They continue their run. And Weathersby will have to check in after this free throw because she's going to check in for Edie, the shooter. 5:02 to go, opening quarter, 8-4 in favor of Donovan West. Free throw on the way. Back iron, off the right side, no good. Offensive rebound, Kyra Johnson. Almost traveled it, brings out to the corner. Edie will try a three, straight away, and it's good. Brenna Edie has 4 points on the possession. It's 11-4 as the run grows.
Offensive rebounds resulting in second chance opportunity.
Long to Engelman, no good near side. Long rebound goes out of bounds to Donovan West. It allows Weathersby to check back into the game in for Edie.
Coach Jasper right now is pleading to his girls just to slow down and calm down. Again, we talked about how Harper Weststein likes to push the issue, but you're going up against this long man-to-man defense of Donovan West. You got to slow down at times.
Pass deflected by Weststein of Troy, but it finds the hands of Katie Johnson. Her shot's no good. The far side block, and Engelman slips, but finds the hands of her freshman point guard. So Harper Weststein, the 5'7" freshman guard from Troy, brings it up past the far side to Fleet. Defended pretty well. She'll give it up. In trouble with Franken, past the far side corner, whistle, 3 seconds in the lane called against Peyton Engelman, the senior. Another turnover from the Trojans. Gracie Grable checking in, and so is Kaylee Grable, coming in for Fleek and Jaya Pierce.
Right now, if you're Troy, you're sitting back in that 1-3-1. The success really was deflections. They've got to get their hands up on this defensive possession to make sure they're closing out on all shooters.
Near side wing, catch, three ball on the way, off the right side of the rim, no good, but an offensive rebound, Katie Johnson. And she'll try a long two, far side corner, too strong that time, ball tipped in the air, out of bounds. And they're gonna say that's off of Donovan, or rather, that's off of Troy. Looks like that should have been off of Donovan West.
Sure looked like, and the outside official is gonna go in and have a conversation here with the under the basket official who awarded the basketball to Donovan West.
Otherwise, that should have been a clear rebound
yeah.
for Troy. Now they will go ahead and change the call.
Yeah, and you don't see Coach Perry Smith, you know, debating that or arguing that because it seemed pretty clear from our vantage point as well. Good job by the officials getting together.
1:45 to go, first quarter, 11-4, Donovan West on an 11-0 run. Pass to the top of the key, over the head of Kaylee Grable, but into the hands of Gracie Grable to get out to Weststein. From the O at midcourt, past the far side wing, Grable, the sophomore, gives up top of the key to Franken. Dribbles and handed off. It's deflected and stolen away by Tyra Johnson. Nice hands by the senior to lay it up and missing it, but getting a second chance at it. She lays it in the second time.
Tyra Johnson's been all over the glass here so far for Donovan West. Donovan West has 13 points, and 8 of those 13 coming off second chance opportunities.
Now, with someone reached in against Tyra Johnson, and Coach Smith not happy with the press brought on that time around, forcing a foul. Johnson makes up her first, team foul number 3.
Nobody in foul trouble here in the early going. Approaching the 1 minute mark of this opening quarter, and alongside you'll see teams that are pressing as good as Donovan West is. Man to man, a lot of fouls will be called, but both teams being pretty clean here early on.
Johnson poked that ball free from the hands of Gracie Grable. Goes out of bounds on the far side near half court. Since that start of the game, Johnson West turning over a few times since then. Haven't really been turning it over that much. One of the big reasons why they've been able to go on this personnel run. Now 1 minute to go in the quarter. Driving right side, Kaylee Grable gives it up. Three ball top of the key. Gracie Grable, too strong. Off the heel, tips and pulled in by Kyra Johnson. Quick tip outlet pass up ahead to Weststein. Pass down low to Cole. She'll kick it out. Three ball, Kyra Johnson, no good, tipped up in the air, loose, picked up by Kaylee Grable of Troy. 33 seconds left in the quarter. That's the far side wing, not about the three again for Gracie Grable. She gives it up to the corner, long two on the way, missing everything too strong by Jaya Pierce. Rebound near side corner by Melina Weststein. 20 seconds left for Donovan West. Ella pass near side corner. Cutting
nice
the lane, Kyra Johnson, shot off the glass, is no good. Loose ball, Weathersley trying to fight for it. And not able to save it out of bounds, far side, and they'll go to Troy with 10 seconds left.
One thing that Donovan West, I mean, the Mustangs, right? They're a horse. They like to get out, and they like to get out quick. And you see the team in white just flying down the court. That time, a great dish coming up empty. Troy trying to find a way to slow down this Donovan West Mustang team as they've really taken off in the last 6.5 minutes of game time.
The Mustang's the horse. Troy is the Trojan.
Ooh, good one.
Cross half court, here's Harper, Weststein, pay me the big bucks. Weststein, cross half court, drive, middle, 3 seconds,
nice
gets past the defender, no good, too strong for the freshman. Rebound, Katie Johnson, that's how the quarter comes to a close on a 13-0 Donovan West run. They'll see if they can continue that after the break. You're listening to our Game of the Week at 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
13-0 run for D West to end the quarter, and they lead it 13-4 over Troy. We're back underway with the second quarter action. Here's Edie, top of the key, jab step to the middle, goes to the near side, head fake to Weststein. She drives baseline, kick out. Weathersby drives from the far side elbow, and a blocking call is going to be called against Keeler Jasper. And there's Jasper, the head coach, and the Troy fans not liking that call.
Yeah, definitely one that is a 50-50 call, honestly, in that moment right there. And that time it goes in favor of the Mustangs, but definitely one that you're trying to draw the charge, and looks like Jasper might have been there in time.
Inbound, top of the key to Edie. Just to the right of the top of the key. Kick it into the corner to Weststein. No good. Off the heel, but a long rebound out to Edie. She's been good off the glass so far here tonight. And a pass is behind Cole. She cuts towards the baseline through behind her, and he'll go to Troy.
Tell you one thing right now is that Donovan West is out-rebounding Troy a lot to a little right now. And again, you come into this game understanding that, knowing the size advantage for the Mustangs, but the Trojans have got to find a way to put a body on a body. Otherwise, this game could get out of hand.
Offensive foul is going to go against Troy in the corner for Keely Jasper, so she picks up back-to-back fouls on back-to-back possessions. And we'll see if they go ahead and bring her to the bench. They're not going to allow Kyra Johnson to check in the game just yet. Now they will. She'll come in for Lena Leatherman, who checked in and started out the quarter. As of right now, Jasper still in the game for the Trojans.
Got to be careful here. The positive side is you're in a zone, so you're not going to be putting yourself in a bad position too often to pick up that third foul.
Weathersby, high post catch, kick it out to Edie. She'll try a three. That one's a little bit short. Offensive rebound, put back no good by Cole, and hauled in by Troy underneath the basket. That was Allie Franken. And the pass to Wettstein. Had to deal with a press. Now, actually, they're going to double-team her right at half court. Had an issue with this earlier. Pass deflected. Out of bounds. Good hustle by Claire Cole. Deflect that one away from Peyton Engelman.
Great job there by the Mustangs, but that deflection out of bounds actually helps Troy in this situation because the Trojans were about to get another 10-second count.
1 minute gone here in the second quarter. Still 13-4, looking for a first basket of this second period. Engelman, defended by Cole, gives it near side wing. And drive by Franken. She stopped the baseline, reverses course, now double team, and she fouled. It'll be a reach-in called against Kyra Johnson. That'll be her second personal.
Yeah, that was a good call there by the official. Johnson in great defensive position. That time, instead of keeping her hands back and to herself or up, she reaches in and the official all over it.
She gets 4 points, and she will also stay in the game after her second personal. Inbounder is Wettstein in trouble. She'll give it up to the high post, and Franken does haul it down. Franken gave up her dribble, trying to find somebody to give it up to. She finds Jasper. Nice crossover dribble goes middle, gets bumped by Weathersby, and she gets called for her second personal foul.
What you saw is success really by Troy. They were driving to the basket, absorbing contact, trying to, you know, again, force the issue in there. Great drive that time by Jasper.
So Jasper will get two tries here. Personal on the way after the foul from Weathersby. It's off the heel, no good, and Kitty Johnson will check in for Weathersby, so she'll be working the middle.
And Kyra Johnson staying in the game, Jared, with those two personal fouls.
Interesting decision in their man-to-man defense. There's a second one on its way. That one's no good as well. And the senior pulls it down. Johnson will keep it herself across half court. Now dish it off to her point guard, Brenna Eady. Defended at the top by Harper Wettstein of Troy. Bounce pass high post. Kyra Johnson bounce pass near side short corner. Kick it out. Wettstein. Edie, bounce pass, Kyra Johnson, high post. Had it stripped by Harper Wettstein, kicks it out to Melina Wettstein, and passes through the legs of Katie Johnson and out of bounds.
It was a great drive there by Melina Wettstein, and Katie Johnson was there. If her hands were ready, that would have been an easy dime for Melina Wettstein. Nevertheless, the fifth turnover on the Mustangs.
Harper Wettstein of Troy dribbles up far sideline, gets it up ahead. Nice look, Jasper dishes it off, a whistle and a travel is called against Carly Grable, who just checked into the game. It'll be Donovan West basketball. I feel like I should clarify for some, if there's any confusion. Harper Wettstein playing for Troy, and Melina Wettstein playing for Donovan West. They're distant cousins. Katie Johnson, Kyra Johnson on the same team, though. Here is the three ball. Melina Wettstein here from the top of the key. And Melina Wettstein, her first basket of the game and their first basket of the quarter. And it's 16-4, continuing that 13-0 run from the start of the game. It was a 4-0 Troy lead. Donovan West has scored 16 unanswered. 5:40 left to go, second quarter. Top of the key catch for Keely Jasper. Hands it off to Harper Wettstein of Troy. The call to play from the Onega O at midcourt. Dribbles to a right whistle, and a pushing foul is going to be called.
Yeah, Brenna Eady just picked up her second as she was trying to go through the screener that time. A great screen set that time by Peyton Engelman of Troy. So Edie's going to have two. You've got Kyra Johnson with two for Donovan West, and then two for on Troy's side with Keely Jasper.
And also two for Avery Weathersby, who's on the bench as well. So two apiece for those three Mustangs. We're back underway. Here's Engelman off the screen. Pick and roll. Nice look down low and another travel. Carly Grable had one earlier, and the same situation from the same player.
Jared, that's now eight turnovers on Troy here in this ballgame, and you think about those empty possessions, what they're leading to for Donovan West. They're taking advantage. That's why they got a 12-point lead.
5:21 left to go, second quarter. Timeout called by Coach Derek Jasper of the Troy Trojans. Will be a full 60-second timeout here on your game of the week, 92.1 KMZA.
One out of three American adults has prediabetes. Did you know that if you have prediabetes, you can make changes now to improve your health and prevent type 2? Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is hosting its fourth annual Prevent T2 program. An informational meeting will be held at the hospital on March 21st at 5:30 p.m. to review the program details. You will also hear from an individual who has completed the program. Please contact Leah Heinen at 785-336-0322 with questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
A couple minutes into this second quarter, 16-4 lead for Donovan West, and Harper Wettstein just picked up her first personal. Team foul number 5. Here's the inbound. We're back underway. Colts off the key. Stops. Gives it up to Lena Leatherman. Bounce pass, far side corner. Katie Johnson. Up post to her sister. Kick it out. Now near side for Cole. She's going to try another 3-man one earlier. That one's off the mark. And Katie Johnson saves it to Lena Leatherman. She passes inside, kicking it out to Cole. And now Wettstein had it blocked by Wettstein. Outlet to her. Harper Wettstein, one-on-one in transition. Off the front of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, shot no good on the putback by Franken. It's loose and picked up by the Mustang. And Harper Wettstein poked a three out of bounds from Lena Leatherman and a go to Jonathan West.
Man, again, Troy attacking the rim, trying to get some easy buckets, and the last couple of times they've done that resulted in free throws where they couldn't hit any of them. That time, empty possession.
Cole to the far side corner to Katie Johnson. Back to Cole from the wing. And gives up a dribble. Gives up to Leatherman, top of the key. Against the 1-3-1 zone of Troy. Crosswell pass, far side. Cole back to Katie Johnson. Tries a 17-footer. No good on the long two, and a long rebound hauled in by Allie Franken. It's a jump ball, and they'll go to the Trojans. We'll see if the West goes back in that press. Looks like they will, with Katie Johnson, tallest player on the court right now for Donovan West, defending the inbound.
And why would you? As successful as it's been for D. West here in the early going, so don't fix something if it's not broken.
Absolutely. Engelman in a double team, and Kyra Johnson ripped it away from her. Turnover to D. West. Three off the dribble from Lena Wettstein. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound, Lena Leatherman. She'll kick it out. A nice look to Katie Johnson. Short corner. She'll kick it out of there, though. Swing around to the near side. Lena Wettstein drives, kick it out. Cole thought about the three again. Blow by, hand off, Katie Johnson, top of the key. Lena Wettstein tries another three. That one is good. Lena Wettstein, her second three of the quarter. She's the only person who scored for either team in this quarter. We're halfway through with 3:45 left to go. It's 19-4 down at the West. And had it stripped out of her hands, Thea Pierce had it hooked out by Lena Leatherman, and will stay with Troy.
Now, at some point, you know, when you're in zone, a team, the only way they're going to beat you is hitting from the outside. Right now, Donovan West is being successful from the perimeter. Let's see if Coach Cass in the next defensive possession tries to switch something up.
They made 4-3 so far, and inbound deflected off the hands of Claire Cole, trying to get to Engelman in the corner. They'll try it again. Inbound on the sideline near the corner. Harper Wettstein for Troy inbounding, trying to find somebody. High post catch through the hands of Jaya Pierce and stolen away. 2-on-1 fast break.
Wow.
Right up for Cole is no good. Rebound, number 4, Gracie Grable of Troy.
That was the 10th Troy turnover in this first half, Jared. And, again, empty possessions for the Trojans in the front court.
Hard to get an upset over a two-seed in sub-state semifinal action with that many turnovers. Dribble to the near side for Harper Wettstein. The freshman gives up her dribble. High post catch. Going to work is Franken. She kicks it out. One dribble, stopping as Gracie Grable, kick out, and Franken's rejected from a 15-footer by Melina Wettstein. Kyra Johnson pushing down the middle, nice bounce pass to Cole, and she's fouled. She's down number 6. That one's going to go against Jaya Pierce. That's going to be her second. And going to the free throw line to shoot 2 is Claire Cole with 3:01 to go in the second quarter. Person on the way. Good. This place, you can hear a pin drop.
I'm just going to say, you got I mean, D-West travels well no matter where they go, and their student section tonight is in full force.
Second one's up, and that one is good as well. Sometimes, you know, I have to be the one to break the silence in the gym. The inbound goes to the west side of the corner, pass across half court, wide open lane to drive. Jay Pierce, cinch a lane up and in. Breakdown defensively for Donovan West, and it's their first basket since the first minute of the game with 2:48 to go in the second quarter, and they snap a 21-0 streak.
Yeah, that's impressive, but D. West, a 21-0 streak run heading all the way back to the six-and-a-half-minute mark of the first quarter. Troy seeing that ball go through the hoop again.
Pull-up jumper, no good, 15-footer. Offensive rebound, Tyrick Johnson after the cold miss. Kicked it out, Westine wide open, near side, no good. Off the heel, whistle and a pushing foul against Donovan West in the rebound.
Tell you what, though, again, we talked about the rebounds from D. West, and Kyra Johnson is just a dog out there right now in the low post and doing everything she can. Second-chance opportunities are coming hands over fist right now for Donovan West because of the effort on the glass.
Katie Johnson picks up her first personal. That sends Gracie Grable to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Troy is the team shooting 57% as a team. Front end's on the way. It is good. They've really been wanting somebody else to step up for Troy. Besides their two guards that average 10-plus a game. Second one's on the way. That one off the back iron. No good. Rebound, Howard Johnson. Excuse me. Katie Johnson.
A little 3-0 run here by Troy. You know, you're coming up empty for Donovan West. How do you string back a comeback when you're down double digits? You got to get defensive stops and you got to score.
Which is exactly what Kyra Johnson does on a turnaround jumper inside. She now has 6. And it's 23-7. Able to break the press once again. Pull up jumper, no good from the far side short corner by Jaya Pierce. Rebound on it for West. Leatherman trying to get out of some trouble. She'll hand it back to Kyra Johnson. Pass is thrown away. Coming the other way, Gracie Grable after the steal. Layup on the run out. Good with the left hand. Well done. Gracie Grable has 3 of the team's 5 points here in the quarter. It's 23-9.
Again, keep in mind, you know, you're down 17 a moment ago. Now you're down 14. How do you continue to string that back? D-West has got to settle down, run some offense here. Try not to give Troy any aspects of any kind of life. But the Trojans trying to live off it right now.
Near side corner. Long 2 on the way for Katie Johnson. Rattles out of there. And a rebound secured by Allie Franken of Troy. 5-5 sophomore, hands it off to Harper Westine.
The big minute 20 here for Trojans as they head towards halftime.
Certainly is. 2-touchdown lead for Donovan West. Near side wing catch for Engelman, defended by Cole. Goes to the outside, kicks wide open 3. Left-handed Franken off the mark. And a rebound for Leatherman. And Coach Smith telling her to slow it down, but a pass deflected, stolen away by Harper Westine from Leatherman. She'll drive middle, pass a couple defenders,
wow.
Layup, good. Westine with her second basket of the game. She has 4. It's now 23-11.
Aggressive take, and Harper Westine showing she's got some handles. Jared able to get the rack pretty quickly.
40 seconds left, second quarter. Westine all alone in the corner. Said they'll continue to swing it around the perimeter and maybe wait for the final shot. We'll see what they do. Westine won't turn down this opportunity. Another open look. No good, but an offensive rebound. Kara Johnson, the putback is good after a dribble. Johnson now has 8. 23 seconds left. It's 25-11.
Second chance opportunities of what the Mustangs have lived off of here in the first half.
12-point quarter for D. West so far. And what's going on? All the officials are going to come together. It's going to be an offensive foul on an illegal screen. I believe that's what the official on the near
yep.
side was going to say. Now he will say it is an offensive foul. And that'll go against Jeff Pierce. And that's going to be her third personal foul.
And that's the thing now with, you know, officials really make that a point of emphasis to make sure you're watching. If they extend the hip, if they take a step towards, they got to stand still when you're setting the screen at the top of the key like that. Pierce leans in with the hip, gets the offensive foul.
Well, I think they gave the wrong number. I think the scores table has the wrong number. Here's a nice look down low. It's 8 seconds left. Shot no good though, and a rebound out to Troy and across that court. Can't get a shot off, and that's going to be the end of the period. It was on the scoreboard. They said the foul was against Kelly Grable. Yeah, I'm not quite sure if that's correct or not. As J.F. Pierce looked like was the offender. I mean, we'll see if they correct that or not. But as of right now, Grable has 1 personal foul, Pierce with 2. But we'll resolve that as we come to it. It's 25-11 at the break. We'll step aside and come back with your halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. here at 92.1 KMZA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4 resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
25-11 at halftime here in Onega between Troy and Donovan West, with the Mustangs out in front. And the story of that half has to be that 21-0 run for D. West after Troy went up 4-0. And then the last about couple minutes of that second half kind of went crazy with the scoring, as there was a bunch of fast-paced action with a lot of scoring. It was a lot of fun. And let's now get to our point totals for the first half. First off, for the Trojans, 4 points for Harper Wettstein on a couple of field goals, one in each quarter. 3 points for Gracie Grable, and 2 points apiece for Kaylee Grable and Jaya Pierce. As for Donovan West, 8 points for Kyra Johnson, 6 for Melina Wettstein, had a couple threes in the second quarter. 5 for Claire Cole, 4 points for Renna Eady, had all those in the first quarter, and a 2-point basket for Avery Weathersby. So, Jake, that first half was it was all over the place, but your thoughts overall?
I mean, honestly, it was really a tale of, the first 2 minutes, Troy really came out. They forced 3 really quick turnovers for Donovan West, turned them into 4 points. They looked comfortable. They looked like that zone was finding its groove early on in this game, but then you saw Donovan West do what they do. They forced turnovers themselves of the Troy Trojans. They got out in transition quickly, and then rebounding is the massive difference right now from these teams, as right now in this first half, you're seeing Kyra Johnson and you're seeing Avery Weathersby and Katie Johnson really dominate the glass for Donovan West, and Troy just does not have an answer down low. Again, a lot of times you think the concept is pretty simple. Put a body on a body and you're going to get a block out. You're going to get a free rebound. Not the case with these girls from Donovan West, because Kyra Johnson, Katie Johnson, and Avery Weathersby just attack the rim on the glass and do a phenomenal job. And that's really the biggest difference between these two. And the big thing too, Jared, from the beginning, just one turnover. The first couple minutes for Troy, they end the first half with 11. first half turnovers, aiding in a lot of these opportunities for Donovan West.
Absolutely. So we sit at 25-11 in favor of the Mustangs. Take a look at the other games going on here this evening. First of all, the game coming up after hours is going to stay here on this station. Burlingame versus Centralia. Burlingame, the number one seed, Centralia, the four seed, after defeating Onega in Centralia this past week. Again, that'll be at approximately 7:30 or 15 minutes after this one ends. On the boys' side, we have Bishop Seabury, the four seed, taking on Burlingame tomorrow. That'll be the first game of the evening, and then Troy Centralia. That game will be right here on KMZA at approximately, again, 7:30. Troy, the two seed, Centralia, the three. And elsewhere in 181, Frankfort and Clifton Clyde. That is a fantastic matchup. Wish we could see that one, that they had like a separate screen of some sort. That is a fantastic one, the 2 and 3 seed in 181 Washington County. Also 182, Axel Girls Substate, Hanover and Axel. Hanover still trying to keep that perfect season together. And also the other matchup, the one that started earlier, Lynn up big on Kansas School for the Deaf, 12-1 for them. Lynn is 12-8 on the season. Lynn ranked in the top 10 according to the KBCA polls. In Class 2A, JCN and Riverside got a score there, 22-14. How about the Cyclones? Under 500 on the season, but they are, as of right now, up on the number one team in that substate. Also, Horton and Valley Falls going on right now. Hopefully we can get a score for you here soon with that one. Between two area teams, Horton the 2 and Valley Falls the 3 in that substate. 3A, Marysville Girls Substate, ACCHS and Riley County. Riley County currently up right now, 24-21. ACCHS with just one loss on the season. That would be quite the upset, but we'll see how that one progresses.
And the Falcons from Riley County, Jared, have already upset Sabetha. Granted, Riley County was the host team. They were the higher seed, but that was an upset for Riley County to defeat Sabetha. And they did it on a last-second shot as time expired. And so for them to parlay that into a really good NEKL team in the Tigers from ACCHS, that's a phenomenal game going on there. Up there in Marysville.
Yeah, it was both teams in the mid-20s in that game. That was a fun one. Also, Nemaha Central trying to get past that regular season finale loss against Riverside that ultimately gave them the 2 seed instead of the 1 seed. Yeah. And they're trying to hold off Hiawatha, who got an upset over the 3 seed earlier last week as well. That game is going on after CHS and Raleigh County is finalized. 3A Perry the Compton girls, Silver Lake, number 1 seed, 18-1. They're going to be against Moore Hill Mount Academy, Luke Knowles' team, 13-8 on the season, the 4 seed there. And the last, how about the number 7 seed, Jeff West, 6-15 on the season, scoring off against Rossville, the 3 seed, 15-6. Boy, if Jeff West runs the table, what a story that'd be. I'm
telling you right now that we talk about a TVL here on 92.1 nonstop as one of the best leagues in the state. A league right next to them is the Big 7 League, and you talked about Riverside Boys and the way that they're playing tonight against JCN. You're talking about the competition throughout the year prepares you for postseason. That's what the Jeff West Tigers did against Heritage Christian earlier this week, and that's what they're going to try and do. Again, they got a tall task against Rossville. And talking about Moore Hill, too, Kyle Porter with Silver Lake, phenomenal program over there right now with the Eagles. That's Upstate and Perry. We have so many good basketball teams in Northeast Kansas. We have the opportunity of having 7 at the state tournaments next week. It's going to be crazy.
And how about the potential merger between the Big 7? And, your thoughts on that?
I love it. I absolutely love it because the Mideast League with the teams of like Silver Lake, Rossville, Riley County, Wabunsee, those are teams that you are familiar with consistently at the state tournaments from 3A or 2A, wherever they're at. And you merge that kind of those kind of power teams with a powerhouse conference like the Big 7 League, my goodness. I mean, people are already complaining about the distance they're going to have to travel. Well, you're already going from Riverside down to Perry. You're going Seneca to Perry. I mean, you're going to be having that kind of travel. Adding on another 20 minutes doesn't matter if the games are going to be good.
Yeah, as long as they don't add USC to UCLA, I think they will be fine. yeah, you're right, Mideast League, not NCKL, my mistake there. So, all right, we're doing 25-11, our score here. We'll go and keep it here because we only got 30 seconds.
We talked too much.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry, man.
Sometimes when we have fun.
I pressed you earlier about
that.
The fact that, you know, when you put a mic on me, I do go, and I sometimes you got to just elbow me and say, hey, shut up, Jake.
No. I'm glad when you have fun.
That's right.
I love talking about Northeast Kansas high school sports. Should be a lot of fun. A lot of teams to represent in the state tournaments coming up here next week.
Yeah, 5 sites, very possible for us to have 7 schools at 5. I mean, it's
crazy.
It's year in and year out. I know this will be your first year doing it. I'm telling you right now, buddy, it's going to be a blast.
Cannot wait. Here we go, second half of this one. D. West and Troy, Mustangs with the basketball, start things out. EDE will fire three straight away. She buries it just 7 seconds into the half, and EDE with seven. She made one in the third, or excuse me, the first quarter, and it's 28-11.
We talked about in the first half whether Coach Jasker might break out of that zone. They come out zone to the Trojans on their opening defensive possession, and a wide open three hits.
Turnover Troy, trying to pass to Engeman, and now a turnover right back. Engeman getting a steal. Going the other way, she dribbles it off her own foot. It's loose in the corner, and out of bounds to Jonathan West. So a bit of a sloppy 10 seconds or so play there, trying to get that out of the way early. Those just joining us, Troy started up 4-0 in the opening minute, but then a 21-0 run for Jonathan West, and then both teams kind of went back and forth, which got us to 25-11 at the halftime break. I both catch Weathersby. She has just 2 points on the night. She's trying to get going here in this second half. Nice dribble drive, Edie. She kicks it out to Cole in the corner, dribbles middle, stops, pops, good, off the glass.
Phenomenal take that time by Claire Cole. She head faked on a three, then she decided to drive in the lane. Nice little hesitation for the Deuce.
Already 1 minute gone here in the third quarter. 30-11 in favor of the West. High post catch for Kaylee Grable, the senior. One of three Grable girls here on this team. She kicked it out. Three ball, Harper Wettstein, near side wing, and that is a good response for the Trojans, their first three ball of the night.
They're going to have more of that with the Trojans. Some confident shooting there by Harper Wettstein.
Nice behind-the-back move by Edie. She'll give it up in the corner. Drive Elena Wettstein of Jonathan West. She'll kick it out to Claire Cole. Three ball, no good. Far side wing, Kyra Johnson. And the rebound snagged by Kaylee Grable of Troy.
Lead got to as big as 17 for D-West in the first half. We just saw Troy slowly kind of chip away. Lead back up to 16 now for D-West. We'll see how Troy handles on the offensive side.
Westheim's trying to pass it inside. He got deflected and stolen away. Run out, wide open layup for Kyra Johnson. The senior lays it up and in. She's got 10, and it's 32-14. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter.
Now 14 turnovers in the game for Troy, and the largest lead for D-West as they're feeling confident right now. Man-to-man defense has been the big difference here for them on this side of the half court.
Harry Smith clapping it up for his team. Here's a tough shot falling away to the left side by Harper Wettstein, and the 12-footer falls. She has 5 points on the quarter, now 9 on the game. Nice response. And they still have the Trojans doubled up. It's 32-16.
This freshman for Troy is phenomenal. She's great to watch, and you know the next 3 years are going to be great for her here at Troy.
Great for everyone except for great for her, and not so much for the rest of the league. The shot is too strong for D-West. Going the other way is Kaylee Grable. She'll kick it out to Engeman. Yeah, her and Owen Dieters, the sophomore for Centralia, what an incredible season she's having. Averaged almost 15 points a game last year, averaging over 17 this season. Here's the three ball near side wing. Too strong for Grable. Long rebound out to Claire Cole of Jonathan West. Ball pass up ahead to Edie. She'll drive on Engeman. She falls over trying to take the charge. Something Cole is pulling up and knocking down the 11-footer for Brenna Edie. And what a start for her. She has 5 points in the half. And back up to an 18-point lead for D. West. And timeout is called. It'll be a 30-second break. We'll take it with them here on 92.1 KMZS.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
5:01 left to go, third quarter, semifinal round. Onega Substate, Jonathan West leading Troy 34-16. Reminder that Centralia Burlingame will follow this one 15 minutes after this one finalizes. Troy able to beat the press across half court. Grable up ahead to a streaking Anna Fleek, and she has the ball knocked out of bounds. That was a foul there for a second, but it's going to be Edie with the deflection. And it'll be the Trojans inbounding underneath their own basket.
Now this is out of the coach, Derek Jasper's timeout, so we'll see how Troy responds on the offensive side.
Harper Wettstein and lob it up. And Fleet thought about the mid-range jumper, but instead she drives by, has a block from behind by Katie Johnson. We've got Weathersby. She stepped out of bounds.
And I'm not sure that was going to get called if the entire Troy faithful didn't come to their feet. Want to make sure it happened. Hear the crowd? Yes. Okay, it did happen. Turnover on Donovan West.
Wettstein, the inbounder. Underneath the basket, nice look. Shot no good, but also on a foul. Coach Smith not happy about that.
Coach Barry Smith just asking his kid, he said, that was a little late. The shot went off the window and missed the basket and before the official blew his whistle, and so he's just talking to him right now about it. The third personal, though, on Avery Weathersby.
Frank into the free throw line. The southpaw shot no good, too strong. No substitutions here with 4:46 left to go in this third quarter. Going to have to look at both scoreboards to see the time. Second one's on the way. That one rattles out. No good rebound. Kyra Johnson, senior for Jonathan West. Outlet pass to the sophomore point guard, Brennan Eady. Johnson, far side wing to Cole. Cross-court pass near side to Eady. Short corner catch. Katie Johnson back out to Eady near side. High post catch Weathersby. Backdoor cut Cole. Stops the short corner. Hands it off. High post. Weathersby drives. Euro step in the lane. Shot no good, but she's fouled. And she'll get 2 free throws.
Great aggressiveness there by Avery Weathersby. And that's what she brings to the table. She's done it for years here for Donovan West. I feel like I've said Avery Weathersby's name for 10 years. This kid is one that is aggressive, and she's got a great attack at the rim.
First free throw on the way. No good. By the way, no COVID rule for high school athletes. It's college, if you're wondering. Although it feels like some players before the COVID felt like they got a fifth and sixth year.
Yeah, no doubt.
There are some that come to mind, I'm sure. I'm not going to say them out loud.
Talking about Perry Ellis.
Among other Jayhawks. That one is good. 3 points now for Weathersby. Staying in the game despite 3 personal fouls at 35-16. And now a steal on the press. Clara Cole out of the pass to Johnson across half court. She drives middle, hands it back. Eady. Far side for Cole. Nice head fake. And can't get the blow by, but she gives it up. Eady gives up her dribble. Heavily defended by the freshman, Harper Wettstein. Clara gives up her dribble. Hypo sketch Weathersby cutting the lane. Dribbled it off her own foot, I guess, because there was nothing called. Kick it out, far side wing, dribble drive, and a whistle and a foul against Troy from Claire Cole's drive from the far side wing. Now we'll go against Anna Fleece, her second, team foul number 2.
So again, you're seeing again a lot of motion offense here by Donovan West. Quick passes, a lot of cuts. Trying to find that open driving lane for Weathersby or Katie Johnson.
Inbound is to Cole. Fleece will come to the bench. Engelman's back in the game. Hypo sketch Weathersby, kicking out top of the key. Eady bounce pass near side corner. Dribble drive baseline, stopping short corner. Get rid of Kyra Johnson. Pester sister is stolen away by Gracie Grable of Troy. Weststein had a tough time hauling in that pass, but she does so. She gets it across half court. Comes to the near side, defended by Eady. Good defense from the sophomore from D. West. She gives it up.
Close to a 5-second count.
Yeah, exactly. Dribble drive, Grable kick it out. Looking to the middle, pass near side corner. Haley Grable pulls that one off the front end of the rim, no good. Rebound for Kyra Johnson of B. West. She'll drive coast to coast, kicks it out to Katie Johnson, top of the key for Brenna Eady. 3:15 left to go, third quarter, bounce pass high post, Weathersby looks, kicks it out. And Kyra Johnson passed to Claire Cole on the far side wing. One dribble, bounce pass, top of the key, nice touch pass to the high post for Weathersby. It's that 1-3-1 of Troy trying to move it around the perimeter quickly, and Claire Cole fires a 3-4 side corner, no good, front end of the rim, and the rebound secured by Harper Wettstein of Troy. Out of the pass, mid-range jumper, Gracie Grable, no good, from 17 feet. Offensive rebound by Carly Grable. Three ball, no good, from Peyton Engelman, and right out of the pass, up ahead to Weathersby on the D. West rebound, that'll slow it up. But Troy wanting to make him go as they bring out a press, or excuse me, a trap near midcourt, but they're able to beat it with no problem.
Staying in zone are the Trojans right now, and you're seeing the patience here by D. West. Just taking anything that Troy's given them, and a lot of high post action, a lot of cutting by this Mustang offense.
Kara Johnson, Eady, touch pass, Weathersby, from the free throw line, kicks it out. Those three touching it a lot here in this possession so far. Cole driving baseline for the near side corner, she dribbled out of bounds. That's one of the reasons, like you said, Jake, they got to be patient. Kind of got sped up there after a nice long possession. Just one little mistake, and they turn the ball over. But they are up by 19 here, so a nice consolation, I suppose. 35-16, our score. The U.S. is hoping to advance to the championship game. Take on the winner of number 4 Centralia and number 1 Burlingame to follow this one.
11 turnovers now for the U.S. 15 for Troy here in this game.
Cross that court, Weststein beating the press, dribble near side corner, long two on the way, short from Jaya Pierce, long rebound out to Claire Cole of B. West.
The next rebound by Kyra Johnson, Jared, would give her a double-double tonight. Got 9 in the game.
Very impressive stuff from her. High post catch, driving far side, And Kyra Johnson to her sister. Kick it out. Claire Cole try another three. That one off the right side. No good. Long rebound out of bounds in the corner in front of Perry Smith. It'll go to Troy. Now, notice one thing for Troy. A lot of one and done. It's not a whole lot of offensive rebounds. You mentioned they've dominated the rebound on the West has. Not
right.
Just on them getting offensive rebounds, but not allowing Troy to get any O rebounds.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, again, just dominating on the glass and stuff. That's a backcourt.
Yep, over back. You called it. Yep.
And as Troy turns it over for the 16th time. But, yeah, I mean, that's what Coach Perry Smith. I mean, he's got heavy accolades because he's been around a long time, coached in a few different programs. But that's what his kids have always had, is that his effort on the glass and just being a hustle team. And that's why he's had success. That's why he's seen D-West have success tonight so far, is, again, run out opportunities in transition and dominating on the offensive defensive glass.
Tempo sketch for Kyra Johnson to get up to Cole. Top of the key, Edie. Pass deflected. Nice job by Jaya Pierce and stolen away by Wettstein. In transition, takes it all the way. Shot no good. Falling over, trying to take a charge. Edie, not a whole lot of contact. And rebound, D-West. Another one and done for the Trojans. Outlet to Edie, cross half court. She'll drive middle. Nice way to be. She's out and one.
Wow.
What a game for Brenna Edie. She had 5 in the last quarter. She now has 11 on the game.
Jared, you talked about the smallest player on the court right there, Brenna Edie, 5 foot, maybe 5'1". Euro steps around a defender, draws contact, and gets the scoop shot to drop. Phenomenal.
Foul by Pierce of Troy, her second. Free throw is good, so Edie completes the and one. She is now the leading scorer for D West. Less than a minute to go, 52 seconds to be exact in the third quarter. Far side wing catch for Pierce. Ball over her head. She now brings it to her hip, past the high post. Franken with it. Far side wing. Bring it to the middle is Gracie Grable, handing it off to Harper Wettstein. Dribbles to the far side. That's defense from the senior Kyra Johnson. 35 seconds left now. Hands it off. Franken with it. She'll give it right back to Wettstein. From the far side wing, almost looking to travel, and it will be. She had 3 steps in that transition move. And an easy call for the official. Not happy with the call, of course. 25 seconds now left for D West. Edie cross half court. Bounce pass in the corner. Landa Wettstein, top of the key. Hypo sketch. Kyra Johnson to her sister. Far side short corner from Katie Johnson. Shows over the head of Claire Cole near half court and out of bounds. Shaking her head after that one.
Because Perry Smith said, hey, I want one shot, not a turnover. But for Troy right now, you need to find something to get you some momentum heading into the fourth quarter. Down by 22. A lot of empty possessions, but recently, got to try and find a way to get the ball through the cylinder.
Kyra Johnson poking that one free. Those just joining us. It was a 4-0 lead to start the game for Troy, but then a 21-0 run for Donovan West that stemmed all the way towards the final about 2 minutes in the second quarter. Inbound is to a cutting Wettstein. She kicks it out to Jaya Pierce, and the mid-range jumper no good for Troy. Rebound for West, and that was about 1 second left in a half-court heave that would have counted. Almost went in for Melina Wettstein. 38-16, our score. We go to the final frame. You're listening to our Game of the Week at 92.1 KMZA.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. The next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
8 minutes to go, 38-16 in favor of Troy. Trojans held to just 5 points. And what's D-West been able to do so well defensively?
Again, Jared, I just think that their man-to-man defense has forced a lot of pressure now. 17 turnovers in the game for Troy now. That's 6 in that third quarter, resulting in a lot of opportunities for the Mustangs.
Far side wing catch for Kaylee Grable. Laying it off. Harper Wettstein. The freshman retreats near half court. She'll drive left, now kick it out. Free ball on the way, near side corner for Kaylee Grable. Too strong that time. Rebound by Brennan Edie.
Great box out there by Edie. Again, we talked about her being the smallest girl on the floor.
Another pass up ahead, stolen away by Engelman, but she dribbled it off her own foot out of bounds. By the way, we have an update for you from Horton. Riverside 30, GCN 27 after three quarters.
Phenomenal game. That's on, 93.7.
Number one seed in that sub-state up against the ropes, against number five seed.
Ooh.
After winning at Valley Heights. Cross-court pass, far side. Claire Cole with it. Wayne Wittstein, Edie, nice pass down low to Weathersby. Low post, turnaround jumper, too strong that time to throw in the air. Rebound by Harper Wettstein. Avery Weathersby held her just 3 points here tonight. Here's a pass to far side corner that's stolen away. Claire Cole has it. It's stolen right back by Wettstein of Troy. The cap at the corner to Engelman. Able to haul it in. Kayla Grable will hold on to it. Engelman goes middle. Nice dump off pass. Kayla Grable missed the layup. Short. Rebound. Melina Wettstein, D. West. Outlet up ahead. And Claire Cole had it stripped. Gets her own miss. And a foul called against Troy.
Opportunity there for the Mustangs to get out in transition. Great job, though, by Harper Wettstein getting back for the Trojans and wreaking some havoc there. Foul end up being called on the Trojans' Peyton Engelman, but it'll be taken out underneath their own basket for the Mustangs here with 6:46 to go in this one. Still up by 22.
Peyton Engelman, 2.2 points per game. She is scoreless here tonight. Fantastic job by Donovan West to shut her down so far. Far side corner catch. Wayne Wettstein has stopped. She's up to Claire Cole. Top of the key for Brenna Edie. What a game she's had. She has 12 on the contest, 8 in that quarter. She'll get it back. Top of the key. Stops near side elbow. And Kyra Johnson passes to Claire Cole. She'll try another 3. That one's short and left. It's out of bounds by Edie. They'll go to Troy.
I mean, again, I feel like we've talked about it a few times, Jared, but the effort by the Mustangs here, even though the ball was deflected out of bounds, it was the effort by Brenna Edie to just try and get in there to rebound this basketball. Every time a ball hits the rim, you're seeing white jerseys swarming.
Engelman from the middle of the O and Onega at half court, dribbling to the far side into the corner. Three ball Harper Wettstein away. Air ball. It might have actually been partially deflected. And Weathersby comes down with it. So take it coast to coast. Stops near side wing. She'll give it out. Here's Edie. She'll try another 3. That one's off the right side. No good. Rebound Weathersby. Turns to the basket, sees 3 defenders, so she kicks it out. Far side wing, Wettstein, cross-court pass this side to Cole in the short corner, retreats to the corner. And Kara Johnston gets orders from head coach Perry Smith. Now she'll step in, kick it, Cole, top of the key to Edie. Edie will retreat to the O, go to the far side.
Yeah, Coach Smith wants to run some offense here. You're up by 22, you know, still 5.5 to go in this one, but he wants to see some development here from his girls of how they can run a long possession offensively and still result with points.
Edie from nearly half court, bounce pass to Weathersby from the far side elbow, kicks it out of there. So in around the perimeter, far side corner, Wettstein, Kyra Johnson now this side, Claire Cole right back to Kyra Johnson with 5:10 to go in the game, 38-16 down at the West, just holding on to the basketball. Man-to-man defense for Troy, drive,
yeah.
Kick out top of the key, Edie. Now she'll retreat back to the O. And she'll hand it off. And the O for Onega is kind of expands kind of like the Oklahoma State O, spreads out quite
yes.
a bit. Not quite as small as some of the other logos in the court.
The Troy's going to man-to-man now because they understand that Donovan West is too good about quick ball movement. They were not going to get anything sitting back in zone.
Low post catch for Weathersby, but again, she kicks it out of there. They're probably not going to be taking a shot unless there's anything wide open.
Absolutely.
There's a drive. Kara Johnson stops, so she'll give it up. Weathersby kick it out once again. Now 4.5 to go in the game.
Definitely a very something you can say that's positive here as Troy's going to foul here with 4.5 to go. That's going to be the 15th foul. But what you're seeing right now is not just standing around holding the basketball. It's executing an offense to take the air out of the ball, let the clock run while you're still having a high-octane opportunity to try and find an easy bucket. But Donovan West has been very impressive here this last probably minute and a half they've had in this possession.
Yeah, certainly have been. Engelman defending Cole. It's been a frustrating night for the seniors. Scoreless on the evening. Haven't been able to get her going offensively, mainly because of D. West's ability to turn them over off that press. Drive and handoff. Kyra Johnson out to Claire Cole again from the near side wing. Now halfway through this fourth quarter. 4 minutes to go.
And nobody scored, Jared. 4 minutes and no one scored here in this fourth break.
Yeah, absolutely. Crowd over here saying we want something. I can't quite make it out what they're saying. That was what I was stopping for. Now we have a foul against Wetshine of Troy, her second, team foul number six.
So the next foul will be bonus opportunity here for D-West. And yeah, you're talking about the guys that are wanting to have some pool time from Troy, the Troy student section, looking like they're ready for summer over there in their Hawaiian shirts and pool noodles. Great crowds always on hand in the TVL, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Pass down low, shot up off the glass, and finally we have a basket in the quarter. It's a layup from Milena Wetstein, her first basket since the second quarter. She is 8, and it's now 40-16. So now it'll be Engelman coming out, and the senior will come to the bench, getting a nice round of applause from the Troy faithful here.
Yeah, very respectable thing right there by Coach Jasper of Troy. Saw the timeout, he says, I just want to substitute really quick, and Coach Perry Smith sees that, recognizes, does the same thing, going to his bench as well. But Coach Jasper just giving his girls an opportunity to come out one at a time and let the fans show their appreciation to these girls.
And quite a few of the seniors and tiers over here on the sideline. It's the seniors Anna Fleek, Keely Jasper, Kaylee Grable, Jaya Pierce, and Aiden Pengam, and all seniors here on this Troy squad. And now an offensive foul is going to be called. Nicely done on the baseline. Sarah Cole taking that charge. That foul is going to go against Allie Franken. Third leading scorer for Troy has also been held scoreless here tonight. 3:21 left to go. Reminder of Berlin Games Centralia coming up after this one. 15 minutes after this one finalizes. Bearcats, number one, seed 16-5. Only one common opponent between these two teams. That's going to be the Care Paravel Latin School, formerly of the KCAA.
And Care Paravel is a team that they give you a run for your money. I can remember a few years back that they came up to Centralia in that sub-state and played really well. Care Paravel, a private Latin school that I actually have some friends that had their kids attend that school, and I know that they got some good success in athletics.
Drive and on another offensive foul, this time against Brennan Eady. Yeah, they've come a long way since the mid-2010s when they were in the KCAA, which is when I was playing for Sunrise Christian Academy, and
okay,
they were not good really at anything.
Yeah.
So seeing them, that's why I was really surprised coming back here and seeing, oh, Care Paravel is actually in Kasha now.
Yeah.
I was really surprised. Oh, they gave Axel a run for their money in the first game. They were up by like three touchdowns in the first half, and
right.
So I was really surprised. They've been doing some great things there for CPLS. And by the way, that foul for Brennan Eady was her third personal. Only the second team foul against the West here in this half with 3 minutes to go. Driving kick, top of the key. And in the game for the first time is Mackenzie Christensen, the 5'7 sophomore for Troy. I'll give it to her down low near side block and a whistle and a travel.
2:49 to go in this one. And, you know, again, both coaches, you know, understand that this game is at hand. And so at this point, if you're Troy, you're rooting on your girls that are coming into the game right now and the opportunities that they're getting to be here in a sub-state semifinal game. If you're Donovan West, you know, again, you don't have your starters fully in the game right now, so you're looking to see some other girls. There's a double dribble here by Donovan West. And, you know, this is what this game's going to go towards the end is just, you know, being excited for the kids that do get a basket at this point. You know, we saw that last night in the K-State game, you know, getting to see a walk-on from Manhattan Christian College. I can't think of his name right now.
Nate Aubrey, yeah. Here's a three ball top of the key for Harper Wetstein. By the way, in the game for Donovan West is Ava Gladhart. She checks in. But no, to your point, absolutely. Get some of these girls in who haven't seen too much action on the floor. And always love to see that, especially in a semifinal match in a sub-state tournament.
No doubt.
Leatherman with it for D. West. He's up a dribble in trouble. Gives it up to Gladhart. She'll hand it off. And when you talk about the players who don't get as much action, they work just as hard as those girls who get all that action. And getting some action at the very end gives you an idea of what possibly you could be looking at in the future for these teams.
That's right.
Try for Weathersby, kick for ED on the way near side wing. Not strong enough, is Weathersby. Rips a rebound away from the Trojans, and she's fouled.
That's what a lot of people don't realize, too, is, you know, to your point, that those starting five or the six main players maybe for a roster, you know, they're going up against the practice every single day, and the team that's making them so much better is the next five, the next six. Those are the girls that are really making those first five, first six girls so successful in the practices are those other five, six reserves coming on.
And first free throw is good for Avery Weathersby. They're going to hope for a better performance from her tomorrow. Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, she has 4 points, but Look at Brennan Eady really stepping up here tonight.
I'll tell you, though, if you talk to Coach Perry Smith and you said, hey, Weathersby's going to have 4 points, that's it, with a minute and a half to go, what do you think your score looks like? He's going to say it's an extremely close game. Not the case right now, as it's a 22-point deficit for Troy, but he's going to be extremely happy the way his other girls stepped up here tonight.
Second free throw was no good for Weathersby, and now a foul against Donovan West. And by the way, Harper Wettstein checked out of the game, getting a round of applause from the Troy crowd. And what an incredible season from her, and how good she's going to be here next year. And Weathersby also checking out for Donovan West, getting applause from the Mustang faithful. And now a foul is going to be called, and Mackenzie Christensen will have some free throws coming up here. But Harper Wettstein, I'm telling you, 15 points a game, very reminiscent of what Owen Dieters did last year in her freshman season, and what she's doing here this year as a sophomore is unbelievable. We'll get to see her coming up.
Go ahead.
No, I was just about to continue on Centralia. What were you about to say?
Yeah, I was just going to say that Owen Dieters, speaking of her, you know, her older sister Avery Dieters, was a three-point specialist. And so Owen definitely got to learn a little bit of the tail of the tape, if you will, on the basketball court from her older sibling to, you know, kind of get her to where she's at. And it's just fun to see, you know, we're talking about the differences as a deflection. It'll stay here with Donovan West with 140 to go, still a 22-point lead for the Trojans. But you're talking about the Wettsteins and the names. These teams just reload and reload year in, year out of the Twin Valley League. And there's not a whole lot of parity because all teams are pretty much competitive top to bottom on any given night.
Yeah, absolutely. Both boys and girls. And we have Centralia Burlingame coming up, lob down low. And by the way, last possession, Christensen unable to make any of her free throws, so Duncan West was able to get the ball. And kind of talking about Centralia, they really need that third scorer because they know that Lena Haberkamp is going to get hers. No, Owen Dieters is going to get hers, but who's going to be that third player to step up? I think that's going to be the big key for them to get a win over Burlingame here this evening. As here's deflection out of bounds, it'll stay with D. West. And they have players like they have Tatum, and they also have Cora Thompson. And who's going to be that person that steps up and gets them a good 8 to 10 points and give them the victory if they can get it here tonight? Here's the Burns jumper that is good for Brenna Eady. Another two for the sophomore point guard. She has 14 now. And now, spoiler alert, she's going to win our player to bank on by Farmer State Bank. And here's a deflection out of bounds. That's blocked by Katie Johnson, the sophomore with it. And they would love for her to elevate her game moving forward as well. She's a fantastic rebounder and defender. They would love to get her going offensively as her sister will graduate after this season. As now checking in for Donovan West, we'll have, Brooklyn Rawls, the sophomore, checking in.
She'll replace Eady again. Phenomenal night by Brenda Eady. We'll talk about her a little bit more in postgame. But, you know, one thing you said quite a bit about D. West right now is sophomore, a very young team.
Yeah. Less than a minute to go in this one. We got a jump ball in favor of D. West with 44 seconds left. And checking in now is Emmy Jo Wettstein. Also have Belle Smith in for the Mustangs. Gladhart is in the game still for D. West. Taking the inbound. And Troy playing this one all the way to the buzzer. 43 to 19, our score here. And in trouble and travel by Smith. Yeah, just a little bit too much there.
Coach Dad. Perry Smith turns around, looks at his wife, and kind of smiles.
We're going to talk about that one on the drive home. 30 seconds left, and a little bit of push-off, getting away with it. Three ball on the way, and that one too strong from Gracie Grable. And whistle and a foul with 22 seconds left against Troy.
We'll walk 94, but not quite 94 feet, about 84 feet down to the free throw line for a 1-1 here with the final 22 seconds to go. The D-West moving on to the championship game on Saturday. Jared, it's, again, one of those things where you think coming in that, you know, there's some teams you're going to expect in the semis or in the finals. And, you know, Troy proved it, you know, earlier this week that they don't care what their seed is. They pulled off a big upset. They should be very proud of the way they fought to the end this season.
Yeah, certainly. His free throw was no good from Bell Smith, but an offensive rebound by Gladhart. A turnover going the other way and wanting a foul, not going to get it with 8 seconds left. Holding on to it is Emmy Jo Wettstein. 3 seconds. And they're not going to call the jump ball. It'll be the ball game. 43 to 19. Only 8 points in the second half from the Trojans. We'll go ahead and step aside for a quick breather, and we'll come back with your postgame here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is!
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafi checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie? Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafi checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafi at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate.
We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
FM KMZA.
Final score here from Onega, 43-19. Jonathan West advancing to the championship game here at Sluffy Backside alongside, I repeated myself there, Jake Spaulding here to my left. Now, what a game we had here this evening for the Mustangs. 14 points for Brenna Edie. What a performance from her. She had 8 points in the third quarter to really pull away from this one. Kyra Johnson, the senior, had 10, 8 points. For Melena Wetstein, she had 2 3-pointers in the second quarter. 7 points for Claire Cole, and a free throw for Avery Weathersby. And everybody kind of really got involved for the U.S. offense here tonight. As for Troy, 12 points for Harper Wetstein, the only player for the Trojans to have multiple field goal makes here this evening. Gracie Grable has 3 and 2 piece for Kaylee Grable and Jaya Pierce. So those who didn't catch much of the game, and to get you caught up, what happened, Troy started off with a 4-0 lead and a 21-0 run for D-West, and that was kind of where D-West was able to pull away. They didn't really look back.
Yeah, absolutely. D-West, they turned up the defensive side, and that's what, again, Coach Perry Smith's teams do, is they love defending, and they love rebounding, and that was a big difference in this game tonight, was just the tenacity of Donovan West here tonight and their ability to really hit that glass all night long, and really second-chance opportunities is what got them going. That allowed them to set up in their full court pressure. That allowed them to turn the ball over. That allowed them to get run out opportunities. I mean, it's that snowball effect. And that's what we saw in that first half. And then after D West got rolling, there was just no looking back. As we talked about a little bit in the end of the fourth quarter there about how Every weather speed struggled tonight, not really getting into a groove, into a rhythm against a zone defense. That's a defense you need to run to shut down an Avery Weathersby. Coach Jasper did a great job setting up to shut down Weathersby. Other kids stepped up, though, for Donovan West.
It certainly did. Got a few final scores before we sign off here. Lynn advancing to the Axel Girls Sub-State Championship to take on the winner of Hanover and Axel. They win 69-15 over Kansas School for the Deaf. 43-36 victory for the Riverside Boys in the Horton Class 2A Sub-State. So the number 5 defeating the number 1 there. Think about that. Going into that, myself, I didn't really express my... Anyway, it was wide open,
yes.
Absolutely wide open. Nobody really was head over heels, way better than anybody else. So congratulations to Tyler Herbst for advancing to the finals to take on the winner of Horton and Valley Falls. And in the 3A Marysville Girls Sub-State, Riley County defeating ACHS. Another number one seed going down, number 4 Riley County winning 39-36. All right, that's going to be it for us for now. Jake Spaulding alongside myself, Jared Sleppy. We'll go and send it back to Kurt in the studio. And back here in about 15 minutes for Burlingame and Centralia here in your game of the week at 92.1 KMZA. This